they make do not generate or and start something that in the future and even now cannot be controlled. You see, JZ has never refused to go to court. He has always been in court. And why would people believe that JZ is not sick? Why would they question the medical certificates?
A former security branch police officer and an anti-apartheid activist were both at the then John Foster Square police station when union organizer Neil Agut died have admitted to lying at the initial inquest when they said they did not witness his torture. This emerged at the reopened inquest into Agut's death in the High Court in Johannesburg yesterday. Wisani Mahobele has the story.
Former security branch officer Mohanwe Makgethe, who was stationed at John Foster Square at the time of Neil Agut's death, confirmed that prisoners, including Agut, were tortured. His job was to escort prisoners from their cells to the 10th floor for interrogation and beg. Jabulani Ngwenya, who was also detained at the station at the time, told the court that he also witnessed the torture, but he too omitted that information during the inquest out of fear of the security branch.
Consumers should brace themselves for more load shedding in the next few days. Last night, Eskom announced that it was extending stage 2 load shedding to tomorrow and possibly into the weekend. The power utility's Sikonathi Mantshantsha.
The past 2 days we have had much higher demand than we previously forecast. There is demand for an additional 2,000 megawatts of capacity. Hence, we are having to continue with load shedding into Friday with a high probability of doing so throughout the weekend.
And finally, U.S. actor Kirk Douglas, the cleft-chinned movie star who fought gladiators, cowboys and boxers on the screen for 6 decades, has died at the age of 103. The stage and screen actor was well known for a range of roles, including the 1960 classic Spartacus. Born in New York in 1916, he rose to prominence during Hollywood's golden age, earning his first Oscar nomination for the 1949 boxing story Champion. He's also the father of Oscar-winning actor Michael Douglas. Recapping a top story at 6, former SAA non-executive director Yake Kwinane is alleged to have received 100 million rand from a Chicago-based American aviation company, AAR, so that it could secure a contract with South African Airways Technical, SAAT. For 5 News, I'm Sureshni Ryder.
And a very good morning to you live from our studios here in Johannesburg City. Up and at 'em, SA, wake and bake. It's time to get freaking nasty! What's happening on busy streets of Mzansi, Mama Bear?
This is one of the most beautiful parts of KZN, Shangweni, but there's been an accident on the N3 westbound at Shangweni Interchange. The right lane there is affected. Please approach the caution because it's quite dark, so it could affect